It is Zach East here with the Best Mix in the Morning Show and your coffee talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Well, you know, this is the summer of vacationing in an RV, and throughout the United States, sales and rentals of RVs have actually gone up quite a bit. The recreational vehicle is a pretty ideal travel vehicle for the pandemic because it's large enough to sleep the whole family, but still mobile to get you where you want to go. The problem, though, is that most people who have never driven one of those large vehicles before don't necessarily know how to maneuver them. Julie Omrich says she had to landscape their entire yard after her husband ran over the bushes and backed into our trees. And fast food drive-thrus are another hazard for RVs that typically stand taller than 12 feet. Too often, an inexperienced RV driver destroys an overhead awning. One owner said he was smart enough to walk into a Starbucks to make their order, but getting out of the parking lot was a different issue, saying, quote, "I tried to go wide, then I heard a sudden crash. The pole next to the building pummeled my RV, and that made it a $200 coffee." A new survey by the research firm CensusWide reveals that 33% of parents spy on their kids' internet activity. Other really scary findings in that survey include 33% of teens and tweens have created a secret social media account that their parents don't know about. And 20% of teens have secret online friends, again, that their parents don't know about. Sorry to freak you out. But this freaks me out. The owner of a pizza shop in Delaware thwarted an armed robbery by using a pizza as a weapon. Delaware State Police says the owner of Stargate Pizza in Greenwood, Delaware, was closing down the restaurant for the night when a man with a machete approached him and demanded money. The owner told him he didn't have any cash, picked up a pizza, and threw it at him. The cheesy assault worked, as it scared the robber and caused him to flee away in a car. Police are asking for the public's help in identifying the assailant. The shop owner was not injured, though it was a machete. He could have been injured. I don't know what I think I just would have run away. Because you would still have pizza if you ran away. That is Coffee Talk for today. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.